This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Today is the 51st annual Bud Light Cowboy Downhill at Steamboat Resort, described as part ski race, part rodeo, and part train wreck. It was started all those years ago by Billy Kidd and Larry Mahan to coincide for when the National Western Stock Show's in Denver. You can watch all the fun on the Stampede Run at the base of Steamboat Resort from 11 to 4 today. Stand, the Steamboat team to disrupt anti-Semitism and discrimination, is gathering on Martin Luther King Day in partnership with Steamboat Resort for an event to hear stories from Black immigrants in Steamboat. It starts at 5 o'clock today in Library Hall, Bud Werner Memorial Library. It's a conversation in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Everyone's invited. From the governor's office, Timothy Hoppin of Steamboat Springs has been appointed to serve on the Middle Income Housing Authority for Colorado. It is a special purpose authority independent from the state whose purpose is to promote affordable rental housing projects for the middle income workforce throughout Colorado. The appointment came from Governor Polis. Volunteers are needed to help with the Winter Carnival Street events February 7th and 8th. Volunteers get free coffee and burritos and a front row view of the action. Community hours can be fulfilled if needed. There's a sign-up link on our website. Get your team together to create a snow sculpture along Lincoln Avenue for Winter Carnival next month. Apply through steamboatcreates.org before January 26th. Prizes are awarded for the best student team, best community team, and best people's choice. This year's theme is Dream Like a Champion. Route County locals are invited to join a singing flash mob during the Winter Carnival Diamond Hitch Parade. That's Sunday, February 8th. Organizers say no perfection, just joy is required. Details and lyrics are online at kperform.com. Sunset Elementary in Moffat County starting a reading program for students and their families today. The program's called One School, One Book. Students are reading The Lemonade War with their families starting today. It will be discussed in school. Part of the national nonprofit called Read to Them. Steamboat Gravel has announced a junior development scholarship program. Three boys and three girls, U18, will receive a complimentary race entry and assistance with housing. Apply through the Steamboat Gravel website before February 14th, and Steamboat Gravel Ride on June 28th is sold out. Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club athletes represented Steamboat Springs well at the 2026 U.S. Senior National Cross Country Ski Championships at Lake Placid recently. Georgia Bishop and Tristan Thrasher were both named to the U18 international team, each qualifying as one of the six athletes from across the country. They'll be competing in Norway and Sweden later this month. Gray Barbier, racing for Montana State, qualified for the 2026 FIS Junior World Championships in February in Norway. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.